The story of Zacchaeus is only found in the Gospel of St. Luke. Being a Lucan story, it is the themes of the following: detachment from riches, reversal and repentance, the joy of salvation, the mercy of Jesus, and the invitation and sharing of a meal with the outcasts. The name Zacchaeus is a shortcut of the name Zechariah, which means God has remembered. Zacchaeus was a tax collector. Who was a tax collector during the time of Jesus? A tax collector, also called a publican, was a Jew who acquired his post by buying it from the Roman governor, usually by bidding. And because he invested a great deal of money to buy his post, he in turn resulted to extortion by exacting higher taxes from his fellow Jews. He was considered a traitor to the nation, working in collaboration with the Romans, hence he was a public sinner. Zacchaeus was not just an ordinary tax collector, he was a chief tax collector. Although he was a man with great authority, he was nonetheless a short man. His small stature was not just a physical one. It was a symbol of stature in the eyes of the community, because normally people would look down at him. He must have heard of the popularity of Jesus, who was passing by Jericho at that moment. There was a curiosity for him to see Jesus, but he could not just see him because of the crowd and because he was also a short man. This could be interpreted that he could not get near to Jesus because he was a public sinner. Because of this desire, he climbed a sycamore tree, forgetting his authority. Maybe people must have seen him and were laughing at him for such a foolish act. But lo and behold, Jesus noticed him and looked up at him. When everybody was looking down at Zacchaeus, here Jesus looked up to him and said, "Zacchaeus, hurry down. I must stay in your house today." Since Zacchaeus cannot go to the house of Jesus being a public sinner, it was Jesus who invited himself to go to the house of Zacchaeus. We could imagine Zacchaeus' joy to have heard such words from the Master. And when they were in his house, something great happened. Paying back such generosity of Jesus, Zacchaeus stood his ground and declared to give half of his belonging to the poor and restoring back fourfold anyone he had defrauded. It was an amazing exchange of generosity between Jesus and Zacchaeus. Jesus declared, "Salvation has come to this house, because he is also a son of Abraham." This house means the whole family of Zacchaeus, who was given back the dignity of being the son of Abraham. Indeed, Jesus was the good shepherd who sought Zacchaeus like a lost sheep. As we listen to the story of Zacchaeus, how do we see ourselves in the story? What are the things that make us short, like Zacchaeus, that hinder us to encounter Jesus? Are we willing to look for our own sycamore trees that can give us a vantage point so that we can have a glimpse of Jesus? Are we ready for such a humbling experience of being mocked and ridiculed by others in exchange of an encounter of a lifetime? A genuine encounter with Jesus is not just about having a good feeling. It urges us towards the experience of a true conversion. More than the externals, there should be an inner change deep within us to leave behind the old man in us, that is, our old selves. Without inner conversion, there is no real encounter. This conversion is also about restitution of justice to others whom we may have wronged. Our encounter with Jesus is like a ripple that goes beyond ourselves and touches other lives as well. Jesus never looks down on us. He's saying to us, "Hurry down from your created self pedestals. I am going to your house today. Not tomorrow, but today." Let us then welcome Jesus, just like Zacchaeus, into our homes today with delight.